broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places even other talk shows have no guts, they have no business, they can't go, they wouldn't go there, we go there. And we find out what we find out, and then we keep it to ourselves. Anyway, welcome to our program tonight. We have Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation joining us this particular hour, because we're going to explore a little more, just a little bit more, the encounter between Governor Brewer and President Obama on the tarmac there at Phoenix yesterday, and the finger-wagging incident. We do have Pastor William Renick to talk about it from the perspective of an African-American man and what should one do if one finds himself in that position. We might have something later on in the program from Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the likelihood of a moon base, and just in the extreme, if they actually did attempt a moon base, who would be the people that would qualify to, quote, live there? Who would be the people that would qualify to, quote, travel there and actually start this so-called colony? One might imagine them to be scientists, people of peak physical conditioning, people of higher than average intelligence, and so forth. But we'll talk about this with Jay Santos and others when we perhaps later on tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we are also online at philhendryshow.com. Right now we have a video cast going of the show. It's called Phil TV in HD. And you can watch our live video cast of each and every Phil Hendry show as we perform it on Phil TV in HD. If you have a backstage pass, to get a backstage pass, go to our website. It also gives you access to our archives, to our daily podcast, to our news feed, to our comment section, and so on and so forth, and other goodies and like that. So it's philhendryshow.com. And by the way, we're giving away a free pass to a backstage pass. That is, you'll get a free month subscription to our website if you sign up at our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS, or if you hashtag PhilHendry at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. All right, joining us here from, actually in their car on their way home from a testimonial dinner this evening, Pastor William Renick and his wife Clara there. And Pastor Renick, I guess Clara's driving this evening, huh?
She is, Bill, and we're on our way back from a wonderful evening, testimonial dinner for Reverend Willard, who we had worked with in Africa 2 years ago on our mission, and also in our South American mission. So we had quite a good time. He is retiring from the elementary church in Compton, California, and we wish him well and had a good dinner.
You were talking with me earlier today, and you had also been on a couple of other broadcasts today on some other shows, talking about the president there with Governor Brewer.
Yes.
And you found that you still think that there's some unfinished business there.
Yes, I do.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm not an individual. I don't think it's healthy to carry any kind of a grudge. I don't think it's healthy to carry forward any kind of bad feeling. You know, I think what we do is deal with it, we move on. But I don't think the lesson was learned yesterday. I did not hear people articulating clearly what should have been articulated during that encounter between the president and Jan Brewer, who is the governor of Arizona. And that was, I think it needed to be made very clear to that young lady that she was out of line, wagging her finger in the face of an American president. But I also think that there's a message there that needs to be very clear, that when you wag your finger in the face of a black man, and understand now, I'm not saying this was the intent. I'm saying the effect is what we've got to deal with. And when you are a white woman, and the image of you is transported around the world of you wagging your finger in the face of a black man, this is a very negative image.
When you say it's a negative image, who is it negative more for, the black man or the white woman?
Oh, without question, the black man, because it is, you know, I'm going to stop short of saying it's emasculating.
I was going to ask you about that word.
I'm going to stop short of that. But I will say it's very disrespectful. And it conjures in the mind. It conjures in the mind of other black men and other black women of impotence, of a weakness, of allowing yourself to be talked to in this disrespectful way by this white woman. It brings up images of a time when that kind of thing was allowed.
Now, there's a lot of people in this world, Pastor Renick, and a great many of them are much, much younger than you or I, and they don't remember quite clearly the time when this sort of classist and racist society existed, where you had the black underclass, the servant, being talked to in this way. Do you think that that resonates with them?
Well, I think that it does with the people of a generation who remember. And I don't think you have to be old, and I don't think you've got to be a member of any generation to look at that, to see this white woman wagging her finger in the face of a black man and not feel something. If you're black, you feel something. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. And if you're white, you're going to feel something. And I think all people of justice are going to feel something.
All right, now let me interrupt you here for just a second. Governor Brewer, what do you think she should do? Because I take it...
Well, you know...
I take it that you feel she's wrong, and...
I think not only was she wrong, I think she should have known she was wrong. And as a matter of fact, I think in the minutes and hours that followed this incident, I think she figured out she was wrong. And she immediately went into defensive mode. And started to talk about how he was this, he was that, he was something else. Well, he might have been all of that, but I did not see him wagging his finger in her face. I did not see him talking down to her like she's a woman, and he's a big man, he's going to tell her what's all about. Here's this little woman, and he's the president of the United States.
What about people saying, oh, well, he is a big man, and she is a little woman? And the look on the president's face was one of almost amusement. He was kind of smiling, looking at her, and she already looks bad enough.
No, I don't think so. I think to black people, that's the face. We're used to that face. We're used to that face where we say, yes, sir, and no, ma'am. Yeah, no, I understand you. I'll be very happy to do that. And, we that might look that way to you, but to me, I look like a black man trying to, not overstep his bounds, trying to keep his mouth shut, listening to what the lady of the house got to say to him about picking up the slop bucket.
And, well, you're using a favorite phrase here, slop bucket.
Well, that's exactly what it looked like to me. It looked like the lady of the house telling the head servant, you didn't get the slop buckets out on time. Now, I'm being very pointed. I understand that. But I'm trying to make this message as loud and as clear as I can. And if you're a black man and you see that picture, a white woman wagging her finger in the face, you are somehow reminded of a time when you not only were the head servant, you had to get the slop buckets taken out. But God forgive me, you also were the one that had to keep her warm in a bed at night when a man was out of town.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm telling you.
Well, that we can't attribute that to that picture that we saw.
No, we're not going to attribute that to the particular picture we saw with Governor Brewer. But psychologically, that's what she's, and she doesn't even know it. And Governor, President Obama doesn't even know it. But the two of them, deep down in their older part of the brain, in that Jungian part of the brain, that's what she's thinking.
She's thinking what? She's thinking, oh, you better take the slop buckets out, and oh, yeah, you are the stud tonight?
The head stud, yeah.
What do you mean by, like, an iconic thing?
I think it's iconic. I think it's, as Young said, Carl Young said, it's very iconic. It's very old brain. Very old brain. Now,
well, let me take a break here. I got to give our number. It's 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Pastor William Renick tonight about the Jan Brewer Barack Obama encounter on the tarmac at the airport in Phoenix. And you can hear Pastor Renick. He's pretty clear that he felt it was disrespectful on the part of the governor. In fact, it has not been dealt with. It's an image that is explosive, a white woman wagging her finger in the face of a black man. We do have a break to take, Pastor. I know that you have a solution.
Well, the solution is very clear. You have to be respectful. But I also think you've got to make the point. So what he should have done...
Tell you what, let's take the break. You're going to tell us what you feel he should have done, but it involves last resort, a physical act of violence, doesn't it?
I don't want to call it that, and I've never, ever...
But isn't that what it is?
Yes, it is, but I've never, ever seen it come to that.
All right, let's take a break here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Pastor Renick is going to come back. There is a way in his mind that if you are a black man and a white woman has just wagged her finger in your face, there's a way of dealing with it. And it is a way of respect, but it also involves some physical aggression. We'll find out what that is when we come back here. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and on the line with us is Pastor William Renick as we discuss Governor Jan Brewer yesterday talking with President Obama. All right, now I want to talk with you here, Pastor, about what you call a solution to the problem, and then we're going to take some phone calls from our callers. But you have clearly stated that this is a very explosive thing for a black man.
Yeah, very much so. When you're black and you got a white woman standing there wagging a finger in your face... Well, I tell you, I can't, I don't even think I can describe it. It has a lot of meaning. It means, go get a slop bucket. It means, you are a stud. It means, you know, very, very horrible things that hearken to a time, Phil, that we've very much forgotten in this country.
What is the solution?
Well, the solution is to be respected. President Obama should have taken one step back, bowed, because I think when you bow from the waist, what you're giving is a very, very distinct sign of respect. And I think he should have taken one step back, bowed to the governor, and said, Governor, I would appreciate it if you keep your finger out of my face, or something to that effect. And then you bow again. If she continues to wag the finger, that's when you drop into a very classic martial arts pose, which I know you're familiar with, Phil, where you have cocked the right or the left hand waist level, and then you deliver a shot to the solar plexus. Now, I don't...
So you're talking about an act of physical violence.
Hold on. It has never, ever, ever been necessary. Never. That I know of.
Well, going back to when?
In contemporary times, I'm talking about. I don't know about slave time. I don't think they even tried it in slave time. But in contemporary times, if you give two distinct bows... You never ever have to deal, with a white woman wagging a finger in your face. That has been my experience, the experience of others.
You've talked to other black men who've dealt with this.
Absolutely.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. On the line we have Kerry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kerry, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good, sir.
Like
thank you.
I'd like to talk to this so-called black pastor right here. What kind of pastor are you, sir?
So-called black pastor? Are you so-called white man?
Oh, I'm definitely a so-called white man. But let me ask you a question. Hold on.
When you come out of the coal mine at night, I bet you they had a hard time figuring that one out.
Hold on for a minute, gentlemen. Hold on, gentlemen. I will control the phone call here, not you guys. Allow Mr. Kerry here to speak. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'd just like to say one thing right from jump, how you would have the mentality
to have a so-called pastor that is seeing black and seeing white. That right there just shows what kind of, not even pastor, but what kind of man and what kind of prejudiced person this is, number one.
But you now, come on me like you're so cold. You, turn, I had to say I'm black, to you. But you're so cold white.
Phil, take care of it. Okay.
What?
Now,
hello?
Bottom line.
You called me the N-word, didn't you?
No, he did not.
No, see, that's where you're coming from. That's where you're coming from. And I believe that's in both colors as far as that goes. But what? Don't even play that race card junk with me.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to because I know a little bit about it.
You're not even.
And you don't know nothing about
you
it.
You are a
And
joke.
The reason why you don't know nothing
you
about it is you ain't black.
You are a joke. You're reading the
Are you a joke there?
Picture.
Calling me I'm so-called.
Picture. Okay, I'm not
going to why don't you all go and get your shoe polish going down to the minstrel show? I'm done with this guy.
Oh,
hello.
You got to be done.
Yeah, I'm done with your minstrel show act.
You do not have a leg to stand on. You are the most prejudiced person.
What, you got a leg to stand on? What you know about a white woman shaking her finger in my face?
Yeah, I would love to stand.
Unless you are a white woman.
I'm a man.
Are you a white woman? Are you a white woman?
Oh, whoa.
Oh, this guy, he's coming on trying to talk all kinds of trash. He don't know unless he's a white woman. What effect it has.
Do what, sir?
What'd you say?
I said, do what? I didn't understand you.
I didn't understand you.
Well, all right, let me jump in. I heard somebody say something about a white man, black. Let me ask you this, Carrie. Just so we can break this impasse. Do you feel that it's possible that not being black, there are some things that are not in your experience that you may not know about? And I'll ask Pastor Rennick the same thing about being, you know, a white man. But do you feel being
you
white, not
about
being black?
Slavery, per se?
No. Hold on. I'm talking about just walking around in the world black. Even today, do you think there's some things that a black man experiences that you don't know about?
Well, I'm sure that there probably is, but as far as...
Aha! So the guy does admit it.
Would you, Pastor, would you shut up, please?
He did admit it, though.
As being a man, there's a lot of things that I don't like taking from a woman. But you know what? Being a true man, you have to take it from a woman. Because you know what's worse than taking and listening and doing something that a woman tells you as being a man? It's doing something that a man makes you do as a man.
I don't even hear. What did you just say? Say that again. I didn't understand that. Yeah, that was the most convoluted. What?
Did you understand what I said?
Well, go ahead and repeat it just so the pastor.
It was all gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Okay. Well, that
was. I didn't know you were like the some things you take from a man that you can't take from a woman, but I take from a woman and a man. I didn't understand it.
All right. Let him restate it.
Okay. What I'm saying is there is a lot of things. As being a man, I work for a lot of men. And I work for a lot of men that really, I know a lot more about my job, let's say, per se. I'm working on a rig that they don't know. That I have to submit myself and come under them because they do have the rule over me. In my job and in other
Good
things
God.
Like that. Now, that's another situation.
You're making that sound very
now, I've
weird.
Got a wife. I have to sometimes not come under by no means, but she is the weaker vessel. I do not, as a man, I am physically stronger and I'm physically have more in me than a woman does. And you being a so-called pastor should know that. Now,
you keep calling me so-called. Did I say that you're a so-called this and so-called that? You saying I'm so-called?
Well, hold
That's
on.
That's disrespectful,
the reason,
see?
Yeah, the reason I'm saying that...
I have to get into a solar plexus pool.
Let me rephrase that.
Oh, God. All right, I think... I've got to just interrupt both of you guys. Basically, I think what's happening here is you're taking exception to the fact that he's saying, I won't take this from a woman. This is what you're saying, Carrie. And you're saying you don't want to take it from a woman because it reminds you of a time when black people were under the thumb of the white race.
I'm telling you, it's disrespectful to wave your finger in the president's face. That's number one. But the thing that made me really upset was that the white woman wagging her finger in his face like, you better get the slop buckets.
All right, so you took it as a racist thing.
Yeah,
exactly. What if she'd have been a black woman?
and he was a white man?
And he was a black man.
Then it would have been okay.
Wait a minute. Why is that okay?
You
know that stuff. How's that racist? How's that racist if a black woman... See, that don't make sense.
I'm going to have to ask him about that.
You're still living in slavery, buddy. And let me tell you
Thanks for the call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Back with more from Pastor William Renick right after this.
Is that a black woman, black man?
Yeah.
Now, that's cool.
Phil Henry.
That's cool.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Pastor William Renick as we discuss Governor Brewer on the tarmac with President Obama and the finger-wagging, which a great many of us, and I would say, I have to tell you, Pastor, I think the majority of people I've talked to considered it to be disrespectful just a person to the President of the United States. Just leave the race out of it.
Here's the thing.
Hold on. Just we'll get to what I just wanted you to know that of the people I've talked to, they've said you don't wag your finger in the face of our president. He's not a king, but it's because he is not a king that we elect him. That in many ways, Americans are more protective of the office of the president because it's our leader that we elect. He's not some king or some emperor. Now, you're not exactly saying that.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, you're bringing up race. You're saying a white woman...
Well, yeah, I mean, it has a little bit more of a sting with a white woman. It doesn't... I'm saying don't be disrespectful to the president.
And well, what is all this slop bucket and all of this, the stud for the night, and it harkens back to a time of racial oppression?
Well, it does. You can't ignore that. That's a fact. And that is something that is real to black people. Now, I know that white people don't understand that, and that's fine, and I think that they're entitled to be, well, I don't want to say, but they're entitled to be dumb. But
well, you know, you're going to get a reaction to that.
I know I'm going to get a reaction, but my point is, you don't do that to the President of the United States, especially if he's black, you see. And
now, you've said something that the last caller took exception to. You said, what if it was a black woman?
I'm not trying to be funny. Look, Clara is here, my wife, Clara. Clara, my wife wags her finger in my face all the time. I don't think if you're a black man, it's not unusual for your wife to wag her finger in your face.
Bill, this is Clara.
Hey, Clara, how are you?
He's talking about giving a woman a solar plexus shot. I would like to see if you could stand up to something like that, Pat.
I don't want to take a solar plexus shot right now. I'm making the point, Phil, about the solar plexus shot. If she doesn't show you respect, you keep on wagging a finger. Now, you say to her, please, don't wag your finger in my face, and you bow twice? I'm talking about bowing from the waist.
So, in other words, if you bow from the waist twice, you think you're deserving of her not wagging her finger anymore.
Exactly. And if she keeps on doing it, it's almost like she's saying, please do punch me in the stomach. I want to feel that.
And you'd really do that, wouldn't you?
I've never had to. And
I don't know, not asking you that. You'd really do that, wouldn't you?
If I bowed twice from the waist and she's still going, slop bucket. See, that's when I see the finger in my face, all I'm thinking of are two words, slop and bucket. And that... Man, that definitely will mess up your day.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Pastor William Renick with us. Let me go to a phone call, and this is Brad. Hi, Brad. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate and respect your age and your experiences in life, okay?
Thank you.
But I'd like to give you some advice that my son gives to me all the time. Catch up with the times, Dad. Most people that you're talking to today on these airwaves, black and especially white, have no clue what you're talking about. You're just a guy pulling a race car. Slop bucket? They're scratching their heads at you.
Oh, you sound like Mr. Henry now.
I already heard Mr. Henry say that.
So?
Well, that Mrs. Carlos just repeat what you said. He was out there. Well, you out there in Radio Land listen to the host, you call up and you're repeating him. What I'm saying is this. I'm saying that it may not mean anything to you. It may not mean anything to you. But I can tell you from, I know for a fact it means something to black people. And you don't know that. Now, that's all there is to that. Number two, slop bucket means something a guy goes to the bathroom in.
Quite older friends. I understand what you're referring to. I'm saying
you know
the majority of the people
know
today do not.
I beg your pardon? You've never had a slop bucket.
I never handled one myself. I'm saying I have some older
people
who have.
But you have one in the house, don't you? Don't you have one in the house? Do you have one in your home? Yeah.
Not that I know of, a slop bucket.
Why would he have one? We have indoor plumbing nowadays.
I understand that. But in most southern homes, because of old habits, most people have a night soil bucket or a slop bucket.
In most southern homes?
Yes.
Well, this gentleman doesn't...
Well, my accent should get me away on that one.
Well, but the fact you don't have one leaves you at risk. You know?
Okay.
You're wide open. You know, you could be hurt.
How's he going to be hurt?
If there's a hurricane, what is with you guys?
Are we talking about plumbing now, or are we talking about...
No, I'm just asking. You asked me. Now the guy's laughing because he thinks you got white people laughing at me. Good for you, Phil. Let me just say, hey. Phil Henry got white people to laugh at me. You feel better?
I'm not trying to get white people to laugh at you. You're saying that it has a particular significance for black people. I understand that.
Just white people laughing at him, Phil.
Oh, this guy, he's speaking for the black race again. Yeah, I forgot. You were speaking for the black race, too. You are all clued in, aren't you? I'm going to tell you something. I'm the only one that I know that can speak for both races because I'm a pastor. And because I stand in front of my congregation every Sunday, and I see every fear, every sin, I see all those faces, all those tears. And I know you got a slot bucket. I know you do.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Brad, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Okay, so the silence there meant you guys want me to think I'm nuts. But that's not how it is. I think you're nuts.
That's fine. But when you keep bringing up slop bucket as an integral part of the subconscious of Southern whites... Because that's what they used, and they had the blacks hauling it downstairs. Man, we're not even talking about modern times anymore. We were just talking about Governor Brewer wagging her finger in the face of President Obama.
Right.
And he was raised in Hawaii.
Well, you know something, Phil? Hawaii, if you look at it on a map, is the southernmost state in the Union. I guess you're going to laugh at that, huh?
Yeah, okay.
What does that mean, yeah, okay? That's the southernmost state.
That's not a southern state. In fact, it wasn't even admitted to the Union until 1959, or 1958, whenever it was. 877-876-PHIL. I got to go to another phone call here. This is Tom on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy here you got on here. Sir, you are so clueless on these issues, and you don't even see the fact that you... The reason the little bit of racism that's left in the world is because of people like you spouting nonsense.
Come on, that
like
lemonade.
You're talking, making no sense,
talk
talking
that
about slop buckets.
Give me that lemonade. What's that? I'm talking about a slop bucket.
I'm now, talking you about wag, you. Two human beings. One lady decides to wag her finger in the other guy's face. It don't matter if it's the president. It don't matter if it's somebody on the street.
Yeah,
I've seen plenty of women wag their fingers in people's faces. And the thing is,
you don't do that to the President of the United States.
Racially motivated. You're crazy.
You don't do any of that to the President of the United States. You don't
I've seen George Bush get a shoe thrown at him. What were you saying then when some Arab dude threw a shoe at Bush?
I didn't like it.
For that?
Were you
calling
that
racist?
I didn't like it.
Is that racist?
I didn't. Are you listening? You just I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, I didn't even hear you.
Did you like it? Did you think it was okay?
I think you're a phony.
As a matter of fact, I think you're pretending like you got a high school diploma.
You try to pimple out your money and y'all
you listen.
Hey, you got to hey. You know, you guys have got to stop talking over each other, okay? It's not going to work on this show. I hear people doing that. I'm going to hang up on both of you. All right?
This guy's trying to pretend like he knows me. He don't know nothing. And number two, if he doesn't like the fact that some guy threw a shoe at Bush, how come he liked the fact that woman wagging a finger in Obama's face? Answer me that.
Well, I'll tell you what the answer is. First off,
would you have to sit and think about that, man?
Hold on.
Obama over there in Iraq, it wasn't a governor of a state, a U.S. citizen, that was clearly doing a critique of the president, who's a public figure. You know, I'm all for it, because I think Obama's been a disaster.
Yeah, you know what, Tom, you're a moron. Get out of here, you freaking moron. I agree, you know, that you're overplaying the race card. I don't like the wagging of a finger at a president's face. Some guy who's just who thinks Obama ought to be able to be treated like garbage because he doesn't like him politically, get lost.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. That's wrong. That's not Christian to you.
Why is... Well, I'm not trying to be Christian.
No, that's not. You should have let me talk to that man instead of hanging up on him, because I could have turned him. I could tell... That man has spent a lifetime underneath trucks and cars and who knows what, getting grease dripped on him. He probably never had anybody listen to him. And he's angry about Obama. He don't like black people. I can tell he don't like black people.
No. I didn't. I hung up on that guy because I didn't like him saying it's okay to wag a finger in the face of the president.
He's entitled to his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. I don't think you should be able to wag a finger in a president's face either, especially if you're a white woman.
Well, that's, you know, that's what we ought to talk about then. Okay?
But you don't want to talk about that guy.
No, well, okay, fine. So I hung up on him. I'm sorry.
I could have turned that man. I could have had him in church instead of laying underneath some old Buick draining a crankcase, drinking that 99-cent beer. Lord!
I would tell you this much, Pastor.
And the thing, see, this is my job, though. My job is to know people.
I'll tell you this much, Pastor, okay? If you want, we can argue that aspect of the case as well. I thought we were talking about somebody wagging their finger in Obama's face being a white woman and a black man. I thought that is what that was about.
It's about it. It's about all of it, yeah. Primarily about all of it. But if that guy thinks that Obama ought to be disrespected because he's a lousy president... But he's a simple-minded fool. I could have had that guy eaten out of my hand in 5 minutes. You hung up on him.
Great. Maybe he'll hear you and show up at church. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
This guy, this pastor, I really don't think that Obama is taking it as serious as this guy is. I mean, it's the president. He's laughing in this picture. I think we all have the same reaction if some person was doing this to us. Picture George Bush getting his finger wagged in the face. It doesn't matter if it's a black girl or a white woman.
I had never seen that happen to George Bush. I saw a shoe get thrown at him.
He would be smirking just like Obama was during.
You can't say that. George Bush would have smacked the spine right off their face.
What are you talking about? That's what you're saying he ought to do.
Yes, George Bush would have stepped back and hauled off and whacked that woman. But I'm saying, Obama should have stepped back, bowed from the waist.
Any normal person, that's the way they react in an awkward situation. They smile, they smirk. He's taking it lightly, clearly. If he's offended as a black man, I think he would have said something to her afterwards.
He did.
It's not,
I'm sure that he did. I'm sure he said. I'm sure he said to her, "You pull that again. White woman."
You don't know that he said that.
I bet you. I got money says he did.
Well, there's no report on it.
There ain't going to be a report on it. Nobody's going to put that in the paper.
I would say white woman or anything. I mean,
well, he would have said no. I'm being very polite.
As a president speaking to a governor, not as a black man speaking to a white woman.
I think he would have said bitch. Nah, I don't think he would have said bitch. But
come on, will you? Talk serious.
I'm talking serious. I think he said when they got a moment away from the reporters, I think he said, "You pull that again. And you won't even know it's... You won't believe what's happening even while it's happening."
Okay.
You think the president said...
The president of the United States...
Well, man, sir, I understand.
Then to bow, and then if he does it again, to slap her.
Well, if you ask yourself this question, if a man bows twice from the waist and asks politely, please don't do that again. That's being very respectful. Very respectful. And if the woman still does it, she deserved to get slugged.
I know. That's just, intolerant.
I don't think a president of the United States would get away with it. Yeah. I don't think a president of the United States would get away with it.
No,
I don't. I don't care how many guys have tried it. And
Phil, you guys are crossing a couple of lines. You're saying that Obama's laughing. He says he thinks George Bush would laugh. I think my opinion is George Bush would have hauled off and slapped that ugly nose off of her. And
well, now you're knocking the governor's looks.
Well, yes. Yes. I am. That woman, she'd make a freight train take a dirt road, and she is standing there wagging a finger in a very handsome man's face. I think she's lucky. So didn't come along and just go ahead and whack the ugly off of her. And I know what I'm saying is disrespectful. I know that I'm sounding angry, but I've had to talk to a lot of dumbasses this hour. And not you, sir. You're a good man. You're a good man. Now, what's this gentleman's name?
This is Kenny.
Kenny, you're a good man. But some of the dumbbells I talked to this hour... like to make me, set me free.
All right, look, I want to take a break here. All right, I got to take a break here. Kenny, I appreciate very much your call, but we got to take a break, and we have to get this sort of sorted out a little bit. Because are we talking about race? Are we talking about president? Are we talking about she shouldn't have done it to him? I don't think you should do that to a president. I don't think it's necessary to bring up race when it hasn't been brought up. I think that the pastor here wants to turn it into an issue that I have not yet heard it turned into, but hey, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
There are a number of different things that are getting... Welcome back, folks, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. There are a number... And I'm talking here with Pastor William Rennick. There are a number of things that are getting... There's the issue of, are you disrespectful to a president by wagging your finger? Now, you're saying that this was super disrespectful because it was a white woman and a black man.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Phil, I agree. You never wag your finger in the face of a president. I didn't like it when they threw that shoe at President Bush. I thought that was... And I heard the Iraqi prime minister speaking after that happened. And the Iraqi prime minister said, that's very disrespectful to a visitor to our country. That's considered very disrespectful. All right. So I'm very much in agreement with people on this. What I'm trying to get people to understand is that's like saying, okay, I don't think you ought to set fire to a house. Now what I'm saying is, I don't think you ought to set fire to a house, and I damn sure don't think you ought to go down the street, get another couple of cans of gasoline, and throw it on the fire, which is what's happening when you're a white woman doing that. So my suggestion is this. If you know that you're going to be disrespectful or you're angry at the President of the United States, and you really feel like you're going to have to wag a finger in his face or yell at him or something, you need to go find yourself a black man. So that...
What do you mean you need to go find yourself a black man?
What I'm saying is, if you're Jan Brewer, the first thing she should have known is she got out of bed on the wrong side that morning and would have looked in the mirror and said, I can't go meet the president today. I meet the president today, all bets are off. Man, I'm going to look like Helga, the war goddess or something, you know. I better find myself a member of my staff who's good and black. Excuse me for putting it that way.
Good and black. What's that mean?
You know what I'm talking about. Look at Phil. I don't have time to express.
Well, what does that mean?
It means somebody who gets it. I better get him out there and greet the president. The president's going to say, what are you doing here? And he'll say, well, you know, Mr. President, the governor, she's sick, or she busted a heel on a shoe, or whatever a woman is. A great many excuses.
And oh, give me a woman's excuse. Okay.
Well, Phil, you got to give me a break here. I'm trying to make a point here.
No, I've heard your point that Jan Brewer shouldn't have gone out there when she was upset and confronted the president because she's the wrong color. All right.
You want to put it like a racist.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No, it don't. What I'm... What I'm saying is...
No, I know what you're saying, but you don't understand that it still is going to come off sounding a little rough. Let me get to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go here to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please. Dan?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. About the whole race thing, I just don't think that's right.
You don't think it's right?
No, sir. Not at all.
This is Pastor William Rennick, and I'm telling you that it is right.
I feel like, you know, I feel like the girl's opinion on the president's all cool and all, right? But I feel like the pastor bringing up any racial, like, preference to her saying her opinion to the president, like, that's kind of wrong. Like, just because
she should have gone. She needed to go get herself a black man. She needed to go get a black man to do it.
She needed to go get a black man.
Yeah. And she needed to send out for one. She had to send out for a black man to make everything good.
And honestly, sir, I don't get that at all.
All right. Very good. Leon, hold on, buddy, because we have to take a break, and I didn't give you enough time here. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Pastor William Rennick, Jan Brewer, President Obama. When a white woman shakes her finger at a black man, and he happens to be the president, that's what we're talking about. We'll be right
Phil
back.
Phil Hendry.
You need to send out for a couple of black men.